let's see, what else?
Might threaten him. If he did do it, I don't know.
Well, if he should do it, you would say he ought to do it. But if he shouldn't do it...
You ought not to do it.
That's what I was fishing for.
Yeah, I know that's what you're fishing for. I think ordinance or something like that, you used a whole lot.
No, I wasn't fishing for that. I was just trying to get... there are two standard ways of saying it.
Ought not.
And had not. But you more often say ought not.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you're not sure whether somebody is going to do something or not, I ask you, is he going to do it? You might say, what?
I'll say, I'm not sure he's going to do that.
Any other way?
He might not do that.
If you're trying to get a child to do something, and the child tries and tries and tries, just doesn't seem to be able to do it, you urge the child on again. The child would say, I simply, what?
Can't do it.
Somebody started to tell a joke that you knew already. You didn't want them to go through hearing it again. You might just say to them, I've what?
I've heard that before. I heard that one or something like that.
If you sunk a nail into a board, what did you say you did to the nail?
I drove the nail.
And after it's already in, you say, I have what?
Driven the nail.
And, well, you said you used the word carry for most everything.
Yes, indeed.
I just wondered if you ever use bring, say. So if you're getting ready to go somewhere and you're in a hurry, your wife might bring your coat in and say, what?
I brought your coat in.
And